This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't even want to imagine the future. And that's a strange thing to say for a person who was a strategist, a risk analyst years ago, and who really does like that kind of thing. I mean, my degrees are in engineering, and I wanted to understand nanotech. I was going to go into bioengineering and nanotech and technology and all that. I've already designed supercomputers and worked on a host of other things. So I understand it. I understand the software nature, the hardware nature, all the different things. I remember the battle of who will win out, hardware or software. You need them both. You can have the best software in the world, but if it doesn't have the fastest, best hardware to let all this stuff happen, who could do it? Who could survive? It took some brilliant electrical engineers to almost defy the laws of physics to make the stuff that we're dealing with now possible. That little cell phone you have, if you had any clue what went into that, it would blow your mind. And this has all happened in the process of maybe 3 decades. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I hope you become one of my warriors, my 500 warriors, support the program, $20 a month, recurring, so we can do what we do. We're trying to get 10 grand a month so we can make sure that we keep the wheels on the wagon. I know, Kevin, you guys are going to be partying like drunk sailors. I mean, yeah, that's what we're going to do with your money. We're going to squander it. We're going to all go out and buy ourselves some Lamborghinis and then and chuckle behind your backs. Now, I don't think we're going to have quite enough. But if we can get to that number, it means that we don't have to keep our eye on the ball so much. We don't have to worry about advertisers, which they don't, you know, we're shadow banned. So they don't want us to be successful. And ultimately, if we don't get it, well, voices like mine go away. So those of you who have contacted me and you've become part of it, I thank you. I absolutely love you. You know I've given you phone calls. We text back and forth and you send me emails and a host of other ways you contact me. And we always contact you back. Oh, speaking of which, I got on my Twitter, my X account the other day. I get a barrage of these. Kevin, dude, would you like to show these new messages? And I mean, I was like, yeah. You know, I clicked the button, yeah. Dozens and dozens of messages, and I was like, what is this? From 2018, way to go, Kev, way to stick to your guns. This is right after I got fired from Fox. People just bombarded me with praise. Now, why didn't I get those messages? Because they kicked me off Twitter. So, literally, I'm not exaggerating this, 2 days ago, I get these, it was probably 100, 150 messages. But it was dozens of messages, and they were all messages of encouragement. And I did a canned message that said, you won't believe this. I'm just seeing this message. Thank you. You can follow me here. Because they were like, what happened? Where are you going? Why aren't you contacting me back? And I'm like, I wasn't on. So I took my time, and I sent every single one of those people the message. And I tailored it a little bit, but I had to get through a bunch of them. But I sent that message out because I want you to understand we care. Let me get back to this. So this future that we're talking about, folks, I don't know about you. I've seen enough. Unless you want to become an elite where you can get away with anything, where you can smoke crack openly, you can drive DUIs and not go to jail, you could go to rehab, flunk out, nobody cares. You could go grab yourself a bunch of prostitutes, put them on camera, snort coke off their back, underage or whatever, doesn't matter. You could build corrupt businesses with impunity. You could do all this. And then you could pose yourself as a Renaissance man, sell paintings that a third grader could do for $500,000, not pay your taxes. And nothing happens to you unless, I decide I want to become one of those elitists in the future, I don't want to be around. When I was a kid, I thought, I want to live forever, man. This is so cool. Life is cool. Life ain't that cool. No. Not unless you want to live it crooked. Think about this. We have more ways to know each other. More ways to contact each other, to keep in touch. And we know the least about each other. Do you know the app on your phone knows more about your family than you do? It's amazing to me that we've allowed ourselves to go down this rabbit hole. AI relationships are growing. There are apps for you to build artificial intelligence relationships. I'm going to talk about that here in a bit. Robots are replacing actual people. I'm not talking about in your job. I'm talking about as your companion. What? Can you imagine a wedding where the best man is a cyborg? I don't think that's far-fetched. I think that is going to happen soon. But now there's this thing, it's called Unjected. And this is one I can get behind. You know what it is? It's a dating platform for the unvaxxed. As Biden says, not a joke. The pure bloods. Is this a serious consideration? They write, it's certainly something to consider ideologically. I know this. Melissa and I said, we would never take the shot. Now, I'm not sure how things would have been handled if one of us had gotten the shot and decided to get it. Is it a political consideration? I know I would not want to be in a relationship with a vaxxer. That signals leftist to me. And what about the kids? What if you're dating a girl, she wants to get vaxxed, and you're thinking to yourself, wait, but this is going to impact my kids. I think the vax has more far-reaching implications for women because they have to be concerned about it. Are they going to pass this thing along to the kids, this spike protein? I think many children of the vax will be born with no ability to have more children. There are a couple of movies about this where mankind is doomed to die out because no one can have children. I remember the one with Clive Owens where he's with this black girl and he has to protect her. And people are like, no, we don't want, you know, it needs to end. I don't know why. I didn't watch the whole movie. But they get this one woman who's pregnant and there's a group of people that are like, oh, you know, she's precious because they thought it was done. They had exterminated the entire race. And I don't remember, then there was the one where the elites could live forever. They just would, it was called In Time, had Justin Timberlake. They could live forever. They could take the time from your wrist. So what are your thoughts about a dating platform for just the unvaxxed?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're a tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
That was Keith Ellison, the Attorney General for Minnesota. And he says that there are auto manufacturers out there that are making their stuff just too tempting. I mean, think about his logic. Your car is too easy to steal. I mean, if you want to translate that into, it would be like saying, ooh, your girl, you too fine. You're putting yourself out there to be sexually assaulted. How dare you make yourself so pretty? Make yourself so available. How dare you go out in public wearing makeup and lipstick and looking all good? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks, at Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This man is the Attorney General of a state. And he believes, I mean, I don't know about you, but all cars come with door locks. Most of them come with some sort of an alarm system now. But is it really the automobile's fault? It's kind of like blaming the gun, isn't it? Think about where these people have gone. They've gone from, well, it's the gun's fault that this guy went out and shot somebody and killed him. If we could just get rid of these guns. Well, using his logic, well, why do we have cars? We should just get rid of cars. Or it's because, in his view, it's going to become your fault that you didn't protect your car well enough against that kid that wants to steal. God forbid my kid steal a car. He's done some crazy stuff as a teenager, but he has never stolen a car. He's never stolen our car, even borrowed it. I'm knocking on some wood right now. Yeah, you hear that? I knocked on some wood. He knows there's some things that there's some lines you just don't cross. Why do you think he knows that? How many kids do you think are thinking, I can't wait to go steal a car or steal my own family car? Not many. But Keith Ellison doesn't want to get to the bottom of that small little group that thinks it's okay to take somebody else's stuff, because that would make him have to become introspective to the Democrats, to leftism. This is the most crazy thing I think I've ever heard, that a car manufacturer is making it too simple to steal their cars. Too easy. It ain't that easy. Let me put it to you another way. A criminal told me this. He was a burglar. He said, you can get into anybody's house. He goes, you lock your doors, that means nothing. You ever been to like the, you've seen the crooks where they put the towel on their elbow, hit the window, break the glass, unlock the door, and go in the house? We act like our houses are impenetrable. You can get through, if you got a window that's like easy access window, I'm not talking about a second floor, I'm talking about on the first floor, I can get in your house. Now, if you're there, you may hear me. But if you're not there, it's easy for me to get into your house. The only thing that stops me from going in your house is me. I say, that's not my house. There's nothing in there that I want, that I cannot get for myself. I don't care if it's a mansion. If you've got a $15 million Picasso hanging on your wall, I may not be able to get it, but here's the other part. I don't want it, unless you're going to give it to me. I know what I got. I got my dogs playing cards art that I can put in my den in my man cave. I don't need a Picasso. So there's nothing in there, but you can't stop me. If you got a beautiful home, I mean, you might have be in a gated community. You may even be on a gated estate. You can try to stop me. I got dogs. I got security. The only thing you can do is make it as difficult on me as you possibly can. And that's what criminals look at. They do go for the easier thing. But that's not it's not the thing's fault. The criminal is still the criminal. He's learned, popping the latch on this car is easier than this car. Getting into this type of a door is easier than another type of door. I watched a lady, a program where they retrofitted a woman's house because she got broken into and she was visibly shocked. They broke in her house, stole some stuff while she was upstairs. She didn't even know. So they came in, and when they redid her house, this was in Britain, when they redid her house, they put a special door handle on. They said, criminals know these doors are lots more difficult to get into. So do you sue the door manufacturers of the easier doors to get into? Think about bag of worms, if you will. Was it? Is that what you use? I forget the phrase. But just think about what you open up, the litigation, when you say, this isn't good enough. What about shoplifters? What about grocery stores? They made it too easy for me to get the groceries and take it out the door. Everything is fair game. Ellison said he took the blame off the criminals, suggested that law enforcement needed to go after others on the, quote, chain of criminality. We have to go upstream. There are a lot of people involved, he said, in the chain of criminality, starting sometimes for people who are members of the country club, resulting in the tragic circumstances for victims on the streets. This is class warfare at its finest. Oh, by the way, he's targeting Kia and Hyundai. is the easiest cars to steal. Kias and Hyundais. Let me tell you why Kias and Hyundais are the most stolen cars. You want to know why? You probably already know. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. The reason why Kias and Hyundais are the most stolen cars, or among them, is because that's the cars brothers drive. When we were looking for a car, and still am, my son accidentally got my car. Well, he got hit. It wasn't his fault. So they're going to total my car. So I called one of my friends who owns cars, a car dealership. He says, Kev, you can't get a new car for what they're going to give you for your car. My car is an Infiniti Q50, 2014. Oh, yeah, I'm living large. Now, at the time, in the 2014, that was a luxury. I don't know if it's luxury, but it's a nice-looking car. I would have driven that car till the wheels came off. But long story short, I can't replace that car. So my buddy goes, well, if you want to get a new car, he goes, the best value is a Hyundai. I don't want a Hyundai. I want an Infiniti Q50. It was a beautiful car. Rode beautiful. The only thing negative about it was the trunk space, which I have a lot less now. Trust me. It got crunched. Keith Ellison went on to say this, folks. We've also got to understand it's not about punishment all the time. Sometimes it's about giving people another opportunity. What? Another opportunity to steal? Look, I don't misunderstand me. There are times where you got to look at a circumstance and say, I know that kid wouldn't have done it, but for this reason or whatever. But the majority of these kids are just miscreants. They've fallen under the spell of leftism. They've been given passes for everything their entire lives. And they're just doing the wrong thing way too often.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near-total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping. It fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love when people know how to debate and when you know how to make a point. And I also love people of conviction. How do you feel about people of conviction? I'm not talking about dogmatic and, you know, boisterous even when they're wrong. I'm talking about when they stand their ground. They know the difference between right and wrong and they choose right. I know how you feel about them because I'm one of them and you're listening to me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want to thank you for your patronage in whatever form you choose to be it. If you're one of my warriors, member of the Backstage Club, a lot of good things coming. If you're somebody that's bought something from my shop, thank you. We are improving the goods, the quality, all of it, every single day. We're working on it. We don't do enough business over there to say grace over. But I won't let it go because our merch is our message. Either you have a coffee cup that's got Trump's skull on it with his hair, or you got one that's got one of our sayings on it, the, you know, too big to rig, or maybe it's a branded cup from the Kevin Jackson Network. Who knows? Maybe it's a Bleeding Blue cup. Maybe you've watched my film Bleeding Blue at bleedingbluemovie.com and you've recommended it to somebody. I would love to get your feedback if you watch my film, by the way. But the point is this. If you're supporting us in any way, I thank you, and I thank you for listening to the program. We always talk about a lot of things, and I try to look at these topics a little differently than most. I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it intentionally is not really the case. I am, but I'm not doing it, it's not contrived. I'm truly trying to tell you what comes out of my brain, and you then ask yourself, are you stretching yourself further by what you're listening to? And as a person who always tells you this, these are my opinions, I don't expect you to accept them. If you do, great. I'm glad we're of common, you know, mind. I really hope, quite honestly, that I'm able to, as I mentioned, stretch your brain. Descartes said the mind, once expanded, never regains its original shape. And what he was saying there is when you put knowledge in and you learn something, nobody can take that away. And your brain has expanded. It's now capable of doing even more. You should be looking for things that challenge you, that make you think bigger and deeper. And that's the fun of life. And it isn't that you're going to know everything. I remember when I was younger, I used to say this. I hate that I'm going to die one day and I ain't going to know everything. I literally said that to myself. Talk about a kid thirsting for knowledge. Do you know, even to this day, I take out my calculus book and I work calculus problems. I want to know I can do it. And let me tell you what did it. I'm helping my kid with his homework, and I'm thinking, he's going to be ahead of me in another grade, you know? So I got to get out there and stay ahead. I got to make sure this kid doesn't think of dad as dumb. Mom already goes, look, I'm not math is not me. Math is not me. She already concedes it. Now, she's an accountant, but she's like, math is not my thing. Okay. It isn't. She's talking about higher math. So she, every time she's got a question, go ask your dad. Go ask your dad. Anyway, I thirst for that knowledge. And I think it's a seeking of truth. I would have fit right in with the Platos and the Socrates and people like that. Because I really do enjoy thinking. But I don't, it's not a fool's exercise. It's because I have a genuine curiosity. I call it intellectual curiosity. It should make, when something doesn't strike you, when it strikes you as odd, you should go, that doesn't make sense. My mind immediately goes, And I want to know what the underlying meaning is. And it's funny. More recently, my mind will get like, it'll be a hefty concept. And my mind goes into this, I don't want to know anymore mode. And I force it. I go, you're going to learn it. You're going to listen. You're going to pay attention. Because I think when you force your brain to get over that contention, it grows. And so I do it. And then sometimes I have to back away and I have to go, okay, let's look at the simpler concept. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics. Complicated stuff. You have to figure out how do you synthesize it? How do you look at it so easy that it then breaks it down and makes it into something a lot simpler for you? Let me get back to this because this is what Dr. Phil does. You know, and he's like, well, if you're going to keep doing it, stupid is stupid. I mean, you're going to keep acting stupid. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? You know, it's kind of a cross between Dr. Phil and Forrest Gump. But you get the meaning, right? Dr. Phil's a cut to the chase kind of guy. And they're discussing Hamas. And Dr. Phil's got a girl there on her show, a young woman. I guess it's a woman. And she is arguing for Hamas, and Dr. Phil just kind of breaks it down for us. So here's the clip.
Of that violence, and we are first asked to condemn violence, I find that there's a sense of hypocrisy in those questions when our suffering is not being recognized, and the first thing we're asked is to condemn.
What do you think Israel was going to do when Hamas cuts a hole in the fence and comes over the top and kills 1,300 people? What did you think they should have done?
I think they have every right to go in combat with Hamas, but I don't think they have the right for 92% of the death count to be civilians.
If they burn an infant in a crib, do you see that as a moral equivalent to a collateral death from a bomb being dropped as an act of war?
They have explicitly targeted civilian areas that have been marked as civilian areas. Israel has the registry for every person in Gaza.
And if that's where the enemy is hiding, do they have a right to attack them?
No, they do not have the right to kill.
There are some things that are just fundamental human decency. And when I ask you if what happened on October 7th is something you condemn, and you say, well, you have to look at that by looking at hundreds of years of conflict. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's either right or it's wrong, and it was wrong, and I don't need 100 years of conflict to know it was wrong.
The fact of the matter is that Hamas, yes, did take innocent life. Why did Hamas take away innocent life? Why was Hamas platformed? Why was Hamas funded? Why is Hamas empowered to take away innocent life?
Let me tell you something. When somebody comes over a fence and goes into someone's house and burns their infant in its crib, I don't give a damn why they did it. It's wrong.
See, what Dr. Phil did right there was give you the conservative point of view. What he's saying is, if Donald Trump went into somebody's house and burned their child, I would say Trump has to be destroyed. Reagan has to be destroyed. Give me your icon. Lincoln would have to be destroyed if he did that. I don't care who you put in that scenario. If you attack someone that isn't bothering you and you go do what he just described, that is wrong. It doesn't matter who's there. But see, if Biden did it, or Obama did it, or Hillary, or the Democratic Party, or anybody else did it, the left would rationalize it. And that is what these Palestinian slash Hamas supporters are doing. And the reason why I really like this clip is because Dr. Phil is unequivocal. He's not couching it in anything. He's saying it doesn't matter. Even if you are on the side that you think is good, you still must be able to recognize bad. See, that is good. That is what we are as conservatives. We say to ourselves, look, I like Donald Trump, but if he screws up, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell him. You know, and it's not going to be over trivial stuff like, oh, I don't like his mean tweets or something stupid. But what the left does is they take the most ridiculous things, and I've chronicled it on show after show. They take the most, oh, Donald Trump said Mexicans are banditos, are all banditos and bad guys. No, he didn't. He said there are some that are doing it. It's the same way they did with Charlottesville. Oh, he said that there were the good guys, that were the KKK and the white nationalists are the good people, whatever. I just played a clip the other day where one of the guys said, Bill Kristol. Oh, Donald Trump says that the people who were arrested are good people. They are good people. J6, that were arrested during J6. They want you to think these people are all terrorists or whatever. People are getting, were arrested for standing in the Capitol building, doing nothing. Didn't even do anything wrong. And here's Hamas supporters, Palestinian supporters, people rationalizing these attacks. Now, let's flip it to Israel. You say, well, Kevin, Israel's gone over and they've willy-nilly killed. Israel didn't go into people's homes and kill their babies. And that's what Dr. Phil is saying. If you're waging war and you happen to kill people that are innocent people because of where the bomb gets dropped, that is what they call a casualty of war. It has happened since time began. Since man began fighting man, there have been casualties of war. They must be accepted, which is the reason why you do everything you can to avoid war. Do I need to remind you who started this one? Because it wasn't Israel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Have you seen the video, What is a Woman? And I'm not talking about the one that was done by Matt. Forget his last name, Matt Walsh. Just random man on the street, defined woman. And I forget who did it. But what's funny is how such a simple question is not, people are not able to answer. And you know why? They're afraid of, I think in some cases, they've been so confused they don't know what to say. And in other cases, they're afraid. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551 8255. What is a woman? One of two genders. Her DNA is, her chromosome is XX. You can't fight that. There are attributes of her DNA that allow her genitalia to be female, meaning inside of her body, where she develops fallopian tube, uterus, etc. Not a man. Binary. The whole deal. You ask somebody this, you think you... I mean, it's torturous to listen to them answer the questions. We wonder why kids aren't learning. They got to keep up with all this nonsense. We played the clip the other day of this woman, this teacher, talking about Z and all the different pronouns, and they ask her, well, why should we use that? Because you don't want to offend somebody. Let me tell you, no offense, that's the least of my problems with you. You know, I'm not going to offend you. The closest you're going to get is what I just said. No offense, but, because it means you might be offended. But let me, the but is, I don't care. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Guys, if you are listening to the podcast, you hear our commercials. If you're on Spreaker, they insert those commercials. We insert our own. One is for Warriors, one is for the Fenmore card, which is a financial services card that you get paid back money when you tie it to another card. You get your, it's 3 to 8% or, you know, discount, but it's automatic. The other is vervespravitamins.com. Put in the code ACTION. I use them. I use them in the morning and the evening. I spray the energy before I start doing the show because I'm trying to wean off of coffee. And I spray melatonin in the evenings. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, when I forget, I don't get quite as good a sleep, but when I use it, I get such restful sleep. It feels so good. And your body has to recover. You got to let your body recover. I know it sounds weird. The other thing I'm doing, not that you guys care, but I am removing as much sugar from my diet as I can. When I do that, I feel so good. I will tell you, if there's anything I would recommend you do, remove sugar from your diet, as much of it as you can. I don't eat candy bars or whatever. I might eat a few gummy bears every now and then now, but I used to chew, man. I could get the big old bag of gummy bears and go to town, woo! And then those little boogers are pure sugar. They don't look like much because they're just soft and cuddly little gummy bears and little gummy worms, but boy, they can put the calories on you. Indeed, indeed. Talking about with Dr. Phil, he was had some Hamas Palestinian supporters, people who did not care about these people going over on October 7th of last year and killing thousands of Israelis over an issue that dates back thousands of years. In other words, it's like the I look at it today the way the left is. They're like, well, Kevin, you do know that 200 years ago that we Democrats were oppressing you black folks and you should be mad at Republicans for it. That's essentially what they tell you. And I'm going, you know what? I think I'm going to move on. I'm going to move along. I'm not going to worry too much about that.
Well, how would you... I mean, come on now, Kevin. You cannot want to just walk away when there are Republicans to blame for the stuff that we did to you. I mean, come on. In the legacy of LBJ and FDR, for goodness sakes, get mad at a Republican. And I'm like, you know, I get where you're going. But I just don't want to go there, okay? And they get mad at you. How dare you? You don't want to go after them. You don't want to address this issue. These inequalities. Yeah, seem to be doing okay. And maybe I'm not doing the best I could be doing in my particular life. But see, I know other people who are. Friends of mine. I call him my younger brother. He's like a very good friend. We've known each other for almost 40-something years. And he literally thinks of me as his brother. We had a business together. We both did well. I sold him the business. I went on to do other things. He ran that business. Great. Then his accountant embezzles his money. He ends up owing the IRS. This is a guy who had pristine credit his entire life. He ends up owing the IRS. Has to pay off the IRS. Was in a $1 million house. Had to put his house up. He didn't sell it, but he had to put it up for collateral to pay off the IRS. Took him years to do it. Started a business. I wrote his business plan, helped him get his first book published, blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. He's now back to being a multimillionaire. And you know who he thanks for it? He thanks me. Couldn't have done it without you, Kev.
Now, why am I telling you this story? Because I want you to know that there is nothing that can keep a person down. What my friend, who's like a brother to me, said, he says, Kev, we are unique. We are unique. He goes, it doesn't matter what life throws at us, we overcome. He goes, man, that's why we have the relationship we have. And I've got a handful of people like that, that I can count on. And it's because, we see this quality in each other. And let me tell you, the quality is not about, it happens to be black. The quality is, it's what we learned from being American. I want to go back to this Hamas thing. This is the guy that, we're going to play this clip from Dr. Phil. This is the son of the man who founded Hamas. Listen to what he says to these pro-Palestinian women. This is, again, something you got to take to heart.
I've read it that the charter of Hamas is to eliminate the Jewish race, beginning with Israel, but not stopping with Israel, wiping them off the face of the earth. Is that true?
This is true, but it does not end there. Now we have the problem with the pro-Palestine, who are actually given Hamas cover. They are participants in the crime. In fact, since October 7, I personally don't differentiate between Hamas and what's so-called Palestinians. Because actually there is no Palestinians. There are tribes. There is the tribe of Hamas, and there is the tribe of the Islamic Jihad, and there is the tribe of Khalil, and there is the tribe of Nablus. And each one has different interests, and all of them are conflicted. If they did not have Israel as the common enemy, they would kill each other. This is the reality of what's so-called Palestine. You don't know what Palestine is. Actually, in fact, the keffiyeh that you are wearing, this is just a statement to show that you really lack the authenticity to represent the case. And what's so-called the cause, this is a human problem.
So you just...
The cause must die. I think enough is enough. And now it's proven, and you are helping Hamas to prove it to the world, that Palestine depends on the destruction of the state of Israel. And this is not acceptable, and we are not going to agree to it. And I tell you something, for the next 10 or 20 years, the Palestinian people will pay the bill that Hamas is caused today, and most likely in blood.
To you, Hamas and Palestinians are the same. They're one and the same.
After October 7, yes, there is no difference.
Really?
The vast majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas.
Really?
This is a fact. This is proven by statistics, and your silence now. You cannot even condemn Hamas and say that what they did on October 7 was an act of a savage group. You don't have that power.
Said I condemn.
On what authority do you speak? You only speak on the authority of Hamas propaganda.
No, why do you say that I'm speaking on the authority of Hamas propaganda?
Because you were a decent human being, you can say that the thousands were killed on October 7. That was a crime against humanity. It was a genocide.
Oh man, I love when people put people in their place. There's no agenda for this guy except telling the truth. See that other girl? She's brainwashed. She just has talking points. That's why he keeps interrupting her. He's like, you're not even worth me allowing you to speak, because all you're going to do is give me talking points. If you can't admit the basics. And see, that's what I talk about with Joe Biden. Democrats can't admit the basics. He's a frail, feeble old man that never should have been in power. They can't admit the basics. They know he didn't get 81 million votes. They can't admit the basics. They know the J6 is contrived. They can't admit the basics. They know climate change is a farce. They know the education system has failed. They know the border system is nothing more than an invasion. And I could go on. They know these things, and they won't admit the basics. How do you think you're going to communicate with them on anything else? Why would you even allow them to speak on anything else? I'll talk over them at every turn. I'm not listening anymore to them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.